Two men walk to work every morning, same route, same stop, same old man selling newspapers on the corner. "Good morning," Charlie would say, handing over his money with a smile. The old man never looked up, never smiled, never said a word. Still, Charlie would cheerfully add, "Hey, have a great day." One day his buddy asked, "Why are you so nice to that bum? He's rude to you every time." Charlie smiled. "Why would I let him decide who I am?" Boom. Never change who you are because of who someone else is. But hey, we do it all the time. I do it. I react. I change my moods. I get all flabbergasted. And then I catch myself. Hey, that's not me. Someone cuts us off in traffic. We let anger rewrite our mood right there. Someone ignores us. We shrink. We post something we love, but no one likes it. So we question our voice. We walk into a room full of confident people and we start editing ourselves, like trying to blend in, tone down, shut up, or fake extroversion. We stop laughing too loud. We stop dreaming too big. We stop saying what we really think. And in doing so, all that bending and shrinking and reshaping, we lose something sacred. We lose ourselves. But God didn't create you to be a reaction. He created you to be a reflection of Him in you. You see, joy isn't found in being liked, my friend. It's found in being the real McCoy you. Get clear on who God made you to be and be that, no matter the noise around you. Smile anyway, love anyway, shine anyway, and press forward anyway. Because when you stop needing the world's permission, you'll start living out the story you were designed to live. And that's when life starts to purr. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Let's go make this day count.